generally and specifically. Not only did Hashem make a world in which you have to struggle to be good, you have to make a bechira to be good, it's not automatic, but even the degree to which you're going to get Olam Haba is also determined by you. How much did you purify yourself? You're only going to get in as far as you get in. You're only going to get in as far as you deserve to. Now, don't think this whole setup that he described is like courtroom procedures. This is also part of what you are responsible for. What madrega are you going to be on? If you learn and study and do what has to be done in order to have a certain awareness of Hashem, so that's what you do. And that creates it. So every place you are after death, you can be pointed to and say, you created your reality. You created your reality both in Gehenna / Gan Eden and Olam Haba. You created your reality. Never forget that, says Ramchal. Not only did Hashem leave it up to a person to decide if he's going to be basically good or basically lehepech, but the degree to which a good person might be sullied and a bad person might be full of mitzvahs is up to them. No one's pushing them in any direction. You're given all the leeway to... You make yourself. Everybody's a self-made man in Olam Haba. Even in the Olam HaNeshamas, everybody's a self-made man. Not like nowadays, right? Not like the liberals. You created your own situation. The truth is, that's how it is in this world too. You create your circumstances. You might have to work a little harder than someone else, but then there's more schar involved. In Ruchnius, you are. Don't look at someone to blame. Not even your fourth grade Rebbe that called you stupid. It's not an excuse. No, it's not. It's not. Nowadays it's an excuse, but it's not. If it affected you, so you have to work a little harder, that's all. But right away, you didn't lose Bechira, and you're not a victim, and it's not your fault. And you create your own circumstances. You create your own reality. It's called personal responsibility. But some who atzmo is atzmo, but that's what Ramchal's stressing. Don't look for whose fault this is. Parents' fault, my Rebbe's fault, my Chavrusa's fault, my children's fault, my husband's fault, my wife's fault. Don't stop looking around and look in the mirror. The sum who atzmo is atzmo bar. You put yourself wherever you are. Gvar yimotzu b'kibbutz sahu el yoyne v'tachtonim. As we said, there are, the Tanya describes some people as being the Rosh of Klal Yisrael, some people being the Regal of Klal Yisrael, some people being the Beten of Klal Yisrael, some people being the Yad of Klal Yisrael, some people being the Regal of Klal Yisrael, some people being the Okein, the lowest possible point on the body. That's how it is. There's different neshamas. Every neshama is going to get what it deserved based on its circumstance, based on what it is inherently. No one ever even said that all neshamas are created equal. There's no declaration of independence for neshamas. All neshamas are not created equal. Even all people are not created equal. If you read the document further, what's the declaration of independence? Yeah, we hold these truths to be self-evident. It goes on to say that because not everybody could be a Major League Baseball player. Not everybody could do math in a second. Of course people are not created equal in that sense. But you go on to read it. It's a spiritual document. They're endowed with their creator. Talking about the Bari Olam. I don't know what it says. It says, you know, it's to be a good person, the pursuit of happiness, because that's the goal by a Goyim. That's the only goal they can think of. But that's what it means. Nobody's created equal. That's the toast that all these socialists make. No one can create it equal. You're created equal. Equal opportunity, but not equal ability. Anyway, Avaloyel Gova Milas Adam
V'shefuso v'godlo v'kanuso sibo acheres. This is such a beautiful sentence. Elohu atzmo. Stop looking around for who to blame. And you have the ability to pick yourself up and make something of yourself. Don't be angry at anybody. Don't be angry at your third grade rabbi, even if he slapped you, even if he called you stupid. So, spend the rest of your life showing him how wrong he is. That's nice. Okay, we'll stop here.